Now, before we go, the Native Woodland Trust has recently purchased their first woodland reserve in a Gaeltacht area in Shanagaron in Anspidel I Gontigalava. Trasa Vranach met with David Smith, a director with the Native Woodland Trust, and Ananda Gellock, who volunteers with Cumann Furbacha Chosfarraga and is the chairperson of their local Grupa Ibrin Aquila. They all met on the side of the road to try and figure out first how to get into the woodland.
So, how do we get in here?
Yeah, so there's no real gate at the minute, as you can tell.
Just watch the light out. Okay. There's a hole here and there's a bit of ground there, so just be careful.
Perfect.
Yep. Good?
Yeah.
Let's head over that way. And there's a bit of like temperate hazel over here.
So, David, tell me a little bit about this site, and maybe we can walk in a little bit more, if we can, because it's not easily accessible.
No, it's a proper temperate rainforest in the west of Ireland. It's tangled trees falling everywhere. In total, it's 80 acres of heath, scrubland, some bog, and this woodland. The woodland itself composes about 35 acres of secondary woodland, which means that it's regrowth in places. Some of it's listed as potentially ancient woodland, which means it might have been here since the 1600s, which makes it very, very special.
How much of it do you think is potentially ancient?
There's been a fire here previously. There's bits of walls going through it as well. So it's a mosaic of kind of habitats and previous land use through the plot here, but there's patches of it that feel really, really old. This oak tree over there, it's probably about 200-300 years old. Wow. That one there as well is probably about 200-300 years old. You can tell that when they grew as well, because they're so splayed out, they were in more open grown areas, and it's one way of telling what the growing conditions were when they were a bit younger. So it's an interesting way of kind of aging a woodland. There's other ways as well. If we walk around, we might actually see some wood sorrel on the ground. That's an old woodland indicator as well. You get a wood anemone, and then I think there's some very, very special things in there. Oh, there's wood sorrel, and then there's after finding some. So that only spreads at a metre a year, which is a very, very slow colonisation rate. So if you find a lot of it in a woodland, that means it's been there for a while, which means that that woodland is old itself as well.
It's called Shamsogue.
Shamsogue, and so I presume if it's Shamsogue, it looks similar to the shamrock, does it, a little bit?
It does. As you can see, it's got three heart-shaped leaves, very like a shamrock, a little bit bigger, a little bit lighter in colour, and it's got a lovely sour taste when you eat it. It's like a salad leaf, bitter salad leaf.
And you mentioned wood anemone.
I can't actually see any here. It's kind of got like a strawberry leaf for a bad description of it. There might be some further in the woodland. You find it around hazel woodland, and I think if we go that way, there'd be a bit more hazel woodland.
Sure, so, let's go that way then.
Yeah, so our group started up a good few years ago, like really with the intention of establishing a community woodland. It was something we'd seen in other countries, and I was really motivated to give people in our local area a chance to connect with nature and to see trees up close. You know, and be around them. They're very rare in this area. There's no woodland park, let's say, from Barna Woods west, really. It's very hard to find a place where you can be in a woodland. And then almost by surprise, in a way, it was just really opportune that this beautiful woodland, which David and I had spoken about quite a few times, because the woodland across the river from here is ancient, and this is semi-ancient. We knew how precious this woodland was, and it happened to come up for sale. And amazingly, the Native Woodland Trust saw the opportunity, and it's a very special site in that there's about half of it is covered in native woodland. So there's a lot of space for the woodland to spread into, which is what it is doing naturally. It's amazing when you see, it's almost like a march of trees. You can see the birches out in front when you're at the edge, and you can see the hollies coming up behind, and then you see the odd oak here and there. It's a beautiful process to be able to see. So the community woodland idea is something we've been working towards for quite a few years now. And then this reserve came about as an added extra. So we're still working towards establishing community woodland in a more central area, maybe closer to the shore. We're working with Cumann Furbacha and Spidzel to make something happen in the local area. I suppose Cumann Furbacha Chosfarraga work exclusively through the medium of Irish. So the new branch, Croí of Chonamara, will be the same. So it'll be a Gaeltacht branch. All the members, I suppose, are all the committee members. All the business of the Crave will be done through Irish. But as well as that, because we value the richness of the Irish language and that heritage, so there's the the natural heritage, but there's also that cultural heritage, and they're fita futa, le chéile, they're interwoven. So it'll be a very big part of our work in the community woodland in terms of any interpretive signs or anything that we'll have. We'll be working very closely with the local schools. So very much about all of the community being involved and the Irish language and the Irish cultural heritage being at the heart of everything that we do.
We'll keep on going here, wherever you bring us.
The grazing here as well, which I only noticed. So see there, there's the deer grazing, which is interesting because there's not supposed to be deer around here. But they are now.
There's the Fréchan Gorma.
Fréchan Gorma blueberries.
No.
Bilberry.
Bilberries.
Yeah. It's related to it. It's in the cranberry family. So it's a good sign to have it in a woodland. The more bilberry you see, the better the woodland is generally. We don't see a lot of it around the country because the herbivore impact is so large that they kind of graze it down to a nub. It's one of the first ones to go. Really interesting now at this time of year because the birds are starting to get quiet. That's oak seedling.
Yeah.
That's the first one I've seen. I've been looking for them. So that's great to see. So the jays, there's lots of jays in this woodland, and jays are prolific at spreading oak acorns around the place, and then you get all these little patches of woodland. So that's great to see regeneration happening. So in another 100 years, that might be as big as that tree over there that was knocked.
Will you be saving seeds from this reserve?
Yeah, we're hoping to. We have three other nurseries around the country, and they're all beside ancient woodlands. And what we do is we collect local provenance seed with the hope of using them to lead afforestation efforts within the area to ensure the genetic integrity of the seed and to help protect this woodland by ensuring that the woodland around it is of local provenance seeds, which are adapted to the wet, windy Connemara coast area, and that these trees that grow here are suited to that climate and able to grow well.
And that's one of the things we envisage happening in the community woodland once it's established, is that we could come into the reserve, perhaps with a school group, collect some of the seed in the autumn, winter, and then grow them and propagate them in the, let's say, the nursery on the community woodland site, and then be able to share them with the community. Oh, look. There's a rowan, quirhen.
Truss of Rannoch reporting there. And, you know, it wasn't immediately obvious to me, but I really do get it now. The more nature you conserve, the more cultural heritage you seem to save along the way. The two absolutely go hand in glove. That is just about it. Before I go, let me say Henry Mountcharles's family have been in touch with us, and they just wanted anyone in or around Slane Castle this weekend to know that the castle gates are open between 10 and 6 today and tomorrow for anybody who wants to go in, soak up the atmosphere, appreciate it for what it is and all the memories that you might have of Slane Castle, and sign a book of condolence there. That from Alex, Henry Mountcharles's son, who has been in touch with us.